to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm your host, Nicole. Let's go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
I'm Adam.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Amity.
I'm Amy.
I'm Draco.
I'm Brianna.
Jesse's present.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Kara.
And Deborah's here too.
Okay. So the first topic that we're going to start off with today is Dr. Seuss Day is on March 2nd. That was his birthday. So the members are going to tell us their favorite Dr. Seuss book today.
My favorite one is Bitter Butter Battle Book.
Why?
Mostly because it's Bitter Butter Battle Book. It's really fun to say, and it's a bitter battle over butter.
My favorite's probably The Places You'll Go, because I don't know, I just like it.
Mine is probably Hop on Pop, because it's hilarious to see my niece laugh when you yell what you're reading.
My favorite Dr. Seuss book is Green Eggs and Ham, because that is legitimately probably me. I will not eat anything if it looks weird. And most of the time, if I do end up trying it, I like it.
My favorite is Red Fish, Blue Fish, because that's the only one I read when I was younger.
Probably the same thing.
Mine would be Mr. Brown Can Moo, because it's hilarious to read to little ones.
Mine is also One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, because it was the one I read the most when I was younger.
Same with the Red Fish, Blue Fish.
I really liked Hands, Hands, Fingers, Thumbs. I had it memorized when I was like 2. Probably still have it memorized many, many years later. Hands, Hands, Fingers, Thumbs, dum-diddy, 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 dum.
Wow.
Okay, good job, Jabra.
Okay, my favorite is Green Eggs and Ham, just because I remember my elementary school teachers doing, like, making the green eggs and ham, and that was, like, just a cool memory that I have. Okay, March is also National Reading Month, so at the next podcast, our members will be discussing a book that they will be reading. So, yes, if you are interested in that, tune in next month.
Does anybody have their book picked out already? You can go ahead and tell us what book you're going to read.
The book that I plan on reading is The Chronicles of Narnia, The Silver Chair.
First of all, I'm going to finish the first Legendborn book, and then I plan on reading the second one, Bloodmarked. So,
I'm planning on starting over reading the first Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard book.
Okay. So, the big holiday of the month in March is St. Patrick's Day.
Do you always wear green?
Yes,
do you
of
eat
course.
Anything special?
Why would we not?
Do you eat anything special?
Do you do anything for St. Patrick's Day? Do you just kind of hear that it's happening and you're like, oh, okay. Tell us about it.
Everything you can green.
My family, normally we just do the, if you're not wearing green, you get pinched, except it became kind of a sport of who can be the most sneaky in wearing green. So that when you do get pinched because no one sees it, you can put out, I'm wearing green, and then pinch them back.
Fair. Anyone else? Nobody eats corned beef and hash?
No, but I do wear green pajamas the night before, so I'm always wearing green on that
day. I mean, that's good. I usually make, like, mint green Bailey's brownies. Maybe I'll bring some.
That sounds good. Sorry for everybody who gets to miss out on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so recently in February, there were a lot of celebrity award shows. So, which ones happened? The Grammys, the Brits.
SAG Awards.
I have never heard of that.
The Screen Actors Guild?
I have never heard of that.
You've never heard of the Screen Actors Guild?
No.
It's what happens before the Oscars.
Oh, okay. Okay. Were there any?
I think there were some others. There were a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot. Did anybody watch those or pay attention to them?
Tell us, Maggie.
Okay, I only know anything about the Grammys because I watch people review the outfits. Lizzo went off. I loved it so much. And Sam Smith and Kim Petras, I love it. It was great.
Anyone else?
These guys are so pretty.
Any, like, opinions on who won? Or I mean, there's a lot of controversy about Harry Styles winning.
Harry Styles' outfit was nasty. I don't know what he was going for.
Which one?
He was wearing, like, some overalls. They were ugly.
They were a little weird. I do agree. Like, I mean, it was fine when he had a jacket on, but when he didn't, like, they just, like, they hit
I
at
think,
a weird spot.
Yeah. You know what would have been so on brand for him is, like, a lacy, like, puffy sleeve,
yeah.
something under mm-hmm. it. Yeah, that would have been great. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate any of his outfits, but... Yeah.
But yeah, like I felt like that was, it was like they forgot something.
Yeah. Did anybody pay attention to his performance? What happened during his performance?
No, what happened?
Does anybody know about that? Well,
Nicole knows.
Okay. Well, during his performance, he was on a turntable. So him and all of his dancers were on a turntable for the entire performance. And they performed it, the entire thing going like one direction. Okay, anyways, during the performance it went the opposite direction and nobody stopped it. They just kept going and went with perseverance, and I thought that was pretty cool. So there's a little lesson for you guys. Don't give up, just go with the flow.
I really like Lizzo's performance.
I've only seen bits and pieces, but the thing she was wearing on her head was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, even though she didn't perform, love her.
Oh, yeah.
Love her. Love. I'm Swiftie. Hey, the price of eggs went down. That's all I have to say.
Yes, sir.
The power of Swift.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anything else on that topic anybody wants to throw in? Okay.
I know it wasn't at an award ceremony thing, but I just want to talk about Rihanna's performance at the Super Bowl.
Yes, that was the other one we were going to talk about, yes.
That, I don't care for modern, that type of music, but,
It was good.
It was great.
The entire time, it's like, my family, we were all just sitting there being a bunch of nerdy engineer type people, like, so, we were all being kind of pessimistic, like, whose bright idea was it to put a extremely pregnant lady on a flying thing?
Extremely pregnant.
But still, pregnant lady flying thing, that couldn't go terribly wrong at any point.
And she was harnessed to something.
Yeah,
I don't know
it was.
She
was hooked in the back.
Yeah, but still, not a good idea.
They, like, there was, like, one shot where, I don't remember if it was her, where it was, like, wobbling, and I was like, oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. I thought some of the, like, they talked about, like, the Illuminati sign and stuff. I really just think she was trying to make a diamond in the sky, and they caught it at the wrong moment. I was literally, like, why do we have to look into things so much?
Yeah, I agree.
We're humans. It's our human nature.
Literally, no matter what celebrities do, they will be always associated with the Illuminati.
That's true.
Literally, no matter what.
Isn't she the, like, the big one that's associated?
No, that's Beyonce.
Okay. I get those two mixed up sometimes.
Yeah. Basically, if you have any connection to Jay-Z, there you go. Rock Nation. Sit.
Okay. Any other thoughts on anything like that?
Nuh-uh.
Nope. Okay.
There was a person from Wichita that was on American Idol.
Oh, yeah. From Andover, right?
Yeah. There was a person whose dad, like 16 years ago, was on American Idol from Andover. And then she performed in American Idol
the
other day.
Missed his daughter's birth because he is at American Idol.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then she's like from Wichita.
Did she make it further? Do we know?
I think so.
That's cool.
I think so, yeah.
How did everybody feel about the Super Bowl?
I didn't watch it.
Very good.
Anybody a Chiefs fan?
Chiefs Nation.
I mostly just watched the Super Bowl.
I don't even watch football.
It was cool. It was cool that they won.
Get scolded.
Yeah, I, for that entire game, I was turning into my dad. When we were just running it, me and my dad may or may not have been jumping up screaming and high-fiving each other. Apparently, a dad's cousin, his cat, it fled the room the second he won the game. And nowhere to be found.
He's not a Chiefs fan.
Set the Eagles lost. Bummer. What a bummer for that cat.
Dang. Poor cat. Hope it's all right.
So there's other sporting events coming up.
Okay. Yes. The next big thing is basketball with March Madness.
Oh.
Oh? Is that a good ooh?
It's a good ooh.
Okay, so
who we like?
Oh, you like basketball?
Who we like? Pass it around. What colleges, what teams do we like? Or do we care?
I don't care. I don't know anyone.
K-State fan all the way. Oh, even boo. Though I know that we are not that good, but still, KSU.
I don't know anyone. I just like watching it because it's cool.
No. Nuh-uh.
Our family's not really a sports-watching family, except for my grandpa.
Yeah.
We just watched the Super Bowl, though.
That's the same with us, except for we did not watch the Super Bowl.
I mean, I watched part of it.
We watched the Super Bowl for the snacks and the funny commercials, but that's just about it.
Yeah. I don't watch any sports.
I don't watch basketball. The only reason why I would really watch basketball is if my dad has it on the TV, but he hasn't been watching.
He's going to have it on the TV.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I probably won't pay too much attention to it. So,
I'll probably watch some KU basketball. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. National champions again. Let's do it.
My
name is
Winsurge.
Do you want to talk about that? I mean, I agree. It's not
interesting.
Yeah.
No comment. My family, we've made way too many jokes about. Okay, so you're gonna name our baseball team in Winsurge? No, that's not gonna get made fun of.
No. Didn't someone buy them out? Like they used to be like the.
They used to be the Wingnuts.
Yeah. No. Like they used to be owned by the Marlins, and now they're owned by a different team. Like, they feed into a different team. Nobody? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I toured their facilities during COVID before they opened, and it was legit. Like, I will say their facilities are really cool, and how it's set up is really neat.
If they weren't open, how'd you get in?
They were doing, like, group tours, so I went with work. But, like, it was off-season.
She broke in.
Deborah did not break into any places.
I was with Harder Physical Therapy. We did a tour. It was fun.
That's all we had on our list.
Anybody have anything they want to talk about?
I mean, for all the high school people, track season and track, baseball, softball, all.
Winter's coming to an end. Spring is starting.
Yeah, just all the spring sports are starting.
Competition season is starting for band and music and orchestra, choir.
My teacher put me in 3 different ensembles.
3 ensembles? That's a lot.
She put me in chambers, which is the
bigger ones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she put me in a freshman one because they needed help. Oh, and now she's put me in a quartet.
At least you're not in a solo against your will. Me either.
No, I don't have the confidence for a solo.
Anybody else do any instruments? Singing? Are you guys going to anything? Doing anything this spring for that?
I'm not doing anything, but however, I do play the bass outside of school.
Mm-hmm. Bananas.
I've been starting a band. What? Yeah. I've been starting a band, but it's not related to any school things.
That's okay.
But
it doesn't have to be related to school. That's cool.
I do play the guitar.
You play the guitar?
Or learning, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, track, I love running, so it could be back. And thankfully, this year, there are you know, like the same few people that are doing it, so I don't have to learn any new names.
Is it weird for you guys to not have a spring sport? Like, no track, no softball? Well, I mean, but, like, you don't have Megan's to go to.
I didn't go to any of it.
Okay, so it's not weird.
Because I don't like softball.
I knew you didn't, but I didn't. I figured you probably had to go, so no. Okay.
Not really.
Obviously, you have a whole lot less to do without track. And.
Well, I mean, I work now, so.
No, you sit at home and read a book.
But what do you do, Kara?
She plays on her phone.
Who's enriching their mind, Kara?
I don't like reading for a long time. But
maybe you need some audiobooks. She's like, no. In case you can't, because the audience cannot see Kara's face, it was a very clear no with her eyes.
If we're going to be talking about reading for a long time, I'm in honors English, and each semester, or we have to do a book report, and one of my friends, in all of his great wisdom, chose to read War and Peace.
No. Wow.
Except he only reads like 40 pages a day.
Oh my god, that book is so long.
Yeah, thankfully he's only got like 300 pages left, but you know, the book report's due April 10th.
Oh my god.
So, yeah.
Well over 2,000 pages.
It's 1,200.
1,200? I was like, I don't know the page count. And it's also by a Russian author, so it's just kind of like
998,
maybe like 400. Yeah, you know.
If we're comparing the longest book we've read, I read a 1,000-page one in sixth grade.
No, not for me.
You what?
Good job, but not for me.
Oh yeah, it took me like 3 weeks to do it. But I'm don't plan on doing it again, because I don't want to read 1,000 pages again. My brain hurt afterwards.
Want to read The Great Gatsby for me? I really don't like it.
The Great Gatsby wasn't awful. There were a lot worse books I had to read
in
high
school. It's so wordy, though.
Just get through it. Spark notes. Watch the movie.
It's not philosophy, though, so be happy about that. Yeah. Have you read Aristotle's The Physics and The Categories and Plato's Apology?
Let me give you some tips. In college, when they say you can take philosophy or ethics, take ethics. Nicole didn't have the tip.
I think I have to take ethics anyway.
Good. Ethics for all, for the win.
Do not ever take philosophy, please.
Yep, don't do it. Remember this. This is important life advice you're getting.
Don't be a philosophy major.
Don't ever. No. You will spend 98% of your time reading philosophy books, and it is not fun.
I would rather die than read philosophy.
It is horrible.
Like said in The Good Place, over and over and over and over again, everybody hates philosophy tutors.
Yeah, I saw a meme a couple old days ago, and it was, William Shakespeare's school life must have been so much easier because he didn't have to read Shakespeare. And
I didn't hate Shakespeare.
I looked forward in my English textbook, we have to read Shakespeare, based off at the pace we're going, it's going to be like next month, I'm going to have to read freaking Shakespeare.
Which one? Yeah, it depends on which one.
I don't remember which one, and it is. Yeah, freshman year is Romeo and Juliet, and the honors English freshman year teacher, she made everyone who has ever had her hate Romeo and Juliet because she went through it so slow. You know how the stereotype English teacher analyzes everything to the... She did that. And then she got mad at us when we would be zoning out.
Does anybody have thoughts on anything else? Anything they want to throw out there?
Yeah. Me, Maggie, and Bree are being forced to read Shakespeare in the form of Romeo and Juliet right now.
We're not even reading it.
So that's interesting. I find that using like an audio thing is a lot better for me.
You're dyslexic.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. Woo!
I'm dyslexic too. It's always fun to watch the letters dance on the page.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody, since you're all reading Romeo and Juliet, or have, did anybody watch, is it Rosaline? That was on like Hulu and something?
I know.
So I'll let you talk.
I know someone in English, she was saying that it was good.
Yeah, it was kind of a satire. It was funny, but yeah, it was interesting to see that point of view. I would highly recommend it if you're reading Romeo and Juliet, and it just might make it more enjoyable.
If we're talking about cool TV shows, my mom introduced me to one. It's on Amazon Prime and Hulu called The Librarians. Oh, yeah. And it's really good. The brief bit of it, secret organization collecting magic artifacts, keeping it away from the general public so things don't go awry. It's really good.
Anybody else have anything they're watching that they're enjoying? Movies, TV, anything?
Shadow and Bone Season 2 comes out spring break.
Yeah! That was a lot of excitement for Shadow and Bone Season 2. I am pretty excited about that. Yes, what I do this? Love Nikolai. Oh, you need
Somebody
to read it.
Enlighten me on this.
Oh, Shadow and Bone is so good.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix. Okay. You need to read the books. You don't get to watch it without reading the books.
Zebra philosophy.
The second book is very boring, okay. though.
Another good thing.
Until the end, yeah, I agree.
Another thing, good.
Unfortunately, a few minutes of conversation there got cut off because we reached our maximum recording limit, but that was our March podcast, or sorry, February podcast. There will be another podcast in March. I know this one will be posted in March, but there will be another one, so tune in later this month for another podcast.